A lot of people heard the rapper MIA's biggest hit in the movie, Slumdog Millionaire. And a lot more Americans saw her give the middle finger to America during a Super Bowl halftime show. That gesture led our colleague David Green to ask MIA this a couple of years ago.
A lot of people describe you as provocative. Yes. Is that a fair label?
I don't know. I don't intentionally go, ooh, what is provocative, and try to do that.
David spoke with MIA again this week about her new album and her latest provocation.
Let's remember, MIA grew up in war-torn Sri Lanka and then later in public housing in London. And she has made a career fighting for and singing about refugees, minorities, and social justice. So it was a bit surprising to some people when she seemed to criticize the Black Lives Matter movement and two fellow musicians. It was in an interview back in April, and she said, quote, "Is Beyoncé or Kendrick Lamar going to say Muslim lives matter, or Syrian lives matter, or this kid in Pakistan matters?" I asked her about those comments. She says her point is that a few megastars get so much of the world's attention, she fears some causes get overlooked.
When you have 20 icons, and all 20 icons are American, apart from, say, Adele and Coldplay, who are British, you know, then the pressure kind of goes on someone like me. And I was saying, well, if we've got 10 artists to listen to for the next 10 years, either make those artists varied or open up the floodgates for these artists to talk about other issues and don't just make it particular to their own experience, because it's shutting down a lot of current affairs that is affecting the rest of the world.
And MIA wonders, if the big stars aren't going to speak out for other causes, who will?
If we're waiting for a Syrian kid to come up and talk about Syria, we might be waiting for a long time, because those kids are not going to get that opportunity.
Stir a little bit of controversy. That is vintage MIA. At the border, I see the patroller cruising past in their car, hiding in my Toyota Corolla. Everybody say yellow. Although things do seem surprisingly calm for the 41-year-old musician these days, her fifth album is out. It's called AIM, and she says it may well be her last. MIA has been focusing a lot on being a mom. She has a 7-year-old son, and she's been trying to find a balance. She wants him to know about his mom's tough upbringing, but she also reminds him,
you are now actually a privileged kid.
You've said that to him.
I have said that to him, yeah.
I've read there was some conversation you had with him where he was like, "Mom, you're a star. We can eat better than this."
Yeah, that's right.
What exactly happened there?
That was my old approach, you know, when I was literally putting him through boot camp and be like, you know, when I was your age, I just had a dead bird to play with, which I like.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's not really going for that right now.
He literally said to you, "Mom, we can eat better than this with."
Yeah, he's a smart kid. Yeah.
What's striking is at this moment when the world feels like it's on fire, terrorism, a refugee crisis, racial tensions in the U.S. and elsewhere, MIA is sounding more upbeat. On the new album, there's even a collaboration with a former boy band star, Zayn Malik, from One Direction, and the song Freedom.
If I can be optimistic on this record, that really feels like a revival to United Colors of Benetton, like in the 90s.
Oh, Benetton the store, yeah.
Yeah, and where they used to run adverts about unity and people coming together. It was called United Colors of Benetton. And when I came to America for the first time, and I was listening to like hip hop stations, like Erase the Color Line was like the catchphrase on, you know, Beats 92 FM. And it was like a movement in the 90s to destroy racism And the only way we thought we could destroy it, and I'm such a dinosaur, I could talk like this now, but in the 90s...
a 41-year-old dinosaur.
Yeah. So in the 90s, that's what I used to be a part of. It was like our cure for racism was unity, you know. And I think that's why right now, even though it's not very trendy for me to be about love and unity and peace, it's the most like uncoolest thing for MIA brand MIA to ever like push. But right now I feel like it's the most revolutionary thing you can do. Why hate to say about me, don't worry me. I keep it moving forward to what's ahead of me. You're gonna see, I'm not gonna waste energy.
Well, what do you tell people who have embraced your music and at this moment when there is a lot of anger about social injustices, they would say to you, don't go soft on us now. This is when we need you the most.
Well, this is what my, you know, my family say, oh, the world has gone MIA and you've just gone MIA. And it's like, you need to get out there and go and tour and talk to your fans because they must be like, you know, thinking, where is she right now? This is a really weird time for human beings right now. And if you want positive change and if you want to break the cycle, then you have to break it in yourself.
So are you saying that when we're angry at something in the world, whether it be a war in Syria or racial inequality or something, that we should check ourselves before we respond with just anger?
Well, I think it's important to have anger, but you have to direct the anger into something constructive. And it has to be productive. And the outcome of the anger and anger-led change has to be better than where you were before.
Rapper MIA talking to our own David Green about her new album out today.